brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Connecticut's the new model state to arrest people for 10-round mags, shut down gun shows, making it insurance to register, be able to own ammo. And they are really persecuting veterans with no criminal records, honorably discharged with no mental history. And David Schmecker is joining us in the next segment. Honorably discharged, disabled U.S. Navy veteran from Connecticut with no criminal record, no psychiatric history. We're going to repost this article in the guest section. We asked the guys to do that in a little guest box. People can find it. Because it's from yesterday. Veterans' guns confiscated after forced psychiatric evaluation. Purge against armed ex-servicemen accelerates. And before I introduce him, when we start the next segment, I'm going to get into this article up on Infowars.com. And it's Gun Criminal Snoop Dogg releases anti-gun song. This is a guy that brags about shooting people and has a long criminal record. That's why he's so popular. He is the real deal. A hypocritical gun control ballad from the man who previously said, I wouldn't be the N-word that I am if I didn't pop N-words in the mouth. And he goes on and he talks about popping is shooting him with the AK-47. And I'm not going to read these lyrics, how much he talks about 44 Desert Eagle in the mother bleeper dome, that's the head, and show him why they call me the Notorious One. The name's Dre Eastwood. I mean, what is he, a Crip? Yeah, he's a famous Crip. When I'm packing a gun, well, now he says turn your guns in. And I totally get it. What criminal wouldn't want their quarry disarmed? Oh, by the way, you know about all these DAs and people getting killed? It's the Mexican Mafia, folks. And when I say Mexican Mafia, that's a catch-all for the five or six big cartels that operate in the U.S., they had a car bomb in Dallas a few years ago that blew up. It wasn't even in the news. It was like, because you know, they don't want you. They want the borders wide open. They want to get the collapse of the U.S. going first with Homeland Security. Now the police all over the Southwest are digging in an armored keep. See, that's why they like your wife. They like to pull her over and give her a ticket and maybe arrest her if she had one beer. They don't mess with anybody with the skinny one tattoo, you know, the Grim Reaper. Dallas adds security for county officials. But guess what? One DA in Denver was waiting when the killer came and had a gun and killed him. DAs, turn your guns in. If a DA supports, like they do in Denver, taking our guns, you need to have your gun taken when you go home. You shouldn't be able to have a gun, much less a semi-auto, when the drug cartel comes for you. I mean, you know, if the drug cartel comes for me and if I see him coming, they could be in an armored vehicle and I'll be like, say hello to the Barrett 50 cal. And the whole point is I sit here in my office. Am I worried about some mass shooter coming here to get me? No, I got a bunch of concealed carry people work here. I'm packing right here. You know what? Good luck. Good luck, because I see you coming, friend. You know what's going to happen. So that's the type of stuff that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. They want our guns, and the government's arming to the teeth, and then lying and saying they weren't. Now they're caught. They're like, oh, well, here's why we did it. But they've got Glenn Beck, their friend, saying I'm lying about the bullets. I mean, he must think his audience is about that. And I don't even want to attack Glenn Beck. By the way, it's not good to do that. Okay? I don't like doing it. Yeah, I take the high road. I don't attack other talk show hosts. Even when they say outrageous stuff, I try to leave it alone. We got bigger fish to fry. It's just that he's in my business.
That sounds like the ravings of a fascist.
Talking about me. That's what he said. When I talk about the 1.5 billion bullets, it's 2 billion, Glenn. And he goes, that sounds like the ravings of a fascist. And this was months after it was all admitted. I mean, he must think, he goes, he then gets on the microphone and goes, you can only trust me. It's so creepy. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I can only trust you. Sounds like the guy that pulls out in the white van of the schoolyard. You know, I'm not going to trust you, buddy. Okay. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in a moment, we're going to talk to David Schmecker, who is up in Connecticut, where they've got 10 different things. Gun bans, ammo bans, ammo restrictions, insurance to get ammo, above 10-round mags banned, registering what mags you have for confiscation. I mean, hellish stuff. Huge runs on guns and ammo being reported by NBC News there in Connecticut. And they're passing this stuff. They're passing this stuff all over the country, from Colorado to you name it. They're coming for our guns. Their goal worldwide under the UN treaty is to get our guns. That the UN has signed off on it. Now it's going to the U.S. Senate. And you've heard Dianne Feinstein. She says there will be more events. We will get your guns. So it's all happening right now. Now, I've got one of the most important Second Amendment, but not just Second Amendment, liberty alerts, civil rights, human rights, God-given rights alerts. Usually when people are faced with tyranny, they don't recognize how incredible it is in their time. We recognize Stalin or Mao or Hitler or Pol Pot or Fidel Castro. Or we recognize Julius Caesar as a tyrant. Because that's a tyrant of another age. People always, always are resistant to recognizing the tyranny of their time. Because the tyrant of their time will come after them if they get in their face. The tyrant of the time is always demonizing anybody that says they're a tyrant, like King George III. and what happened in 1776. It was the exact same demonization in the spy networks that we now see Homeland Security putting out, saying if you're a gun owner, if you're a returning veteran, if you are a constitutionalist or a patriot or a right winger or a libertarian, you are the new terror threat. And they say number one amongst that paramount range is the returning veteran, and they must be disarmed. Now, that sounds crazy. Except if you know history, every tyranny for thousands of years, when it takes over, if there was an old guard that had been taught old tricks, you don't teach a new dog, new tricks. You don't teach an old dog new tricks. You teach the new guys they bring in. The new tyranny. They can't.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And that's the former Deputy Attorney General, now the Attorney General. He was saying that as Deputy Attorney General under Clinton. And he said also use Oklahoma City to blame conservatives and libertarians for the terror attack, just like they staged Fast and Furious. Now, we're going to our guest here in a moment. My point is they know they can't teach old dogs new tricks, so they bring in new dogs. And whether it was Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Julius Caesar, Fidel Castro, there is not a case where the old guard that was less authoritarian was not hunted down and exterminated. Okay? So, when we broke 4 years ago, when I was sent by a federal marshal, document, and then sent by state police, the state version of it, the Mayak report, for about 5-6 days, Ron Paul's office called, and they said, is this really real? Hey, have you called? How do you know what's going on? I said, I called the phone number on it, and the FBI agent started threatening me and saying, where did you get that? You shouldn't have that, and admitted it was real. And I said, I've read these before. This was written by the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, I've gotten probably 100 of these over the years. For some reason, it finally got people's attention. And then Homeland Security responded, and the Associated Press, and said, we back this up. We agree with this. The number one terror threat is veterans, then conservatives, libertarians, born-again Christians, constitutionalists, in the fetters. There's more than 20 people, groups on that list. So even Ron Paul had people call me and say, Alex, is this really real? Because Ron Paul's name was on the list as a terrorist. Yeah, Air Force veterans with no criminal records, not even speeding tickets, that volunteered at charity hospitals for no pay, who stand up for the Constitution. Yeah, he's a terrorist, ladies and gentlemen. When you see terrorist, remove that and say patriot, good guy, real man, head screwed on straight, a threat to the foreign globalists that are taking us over. I mean, who do you expect a foreign takeover army to want to purge? When Hitler took over France with collaborators, who'd he go after? The people that weren't collaborators. And then he purged the collaborators that opened the door for him. You don't want traitors that open the drawbridge. You are disdained, you traitors out there, by the globalists as well. They're scared of you. They know the type of scum you are. You're the first people they're going to go after. So those of you that persecute retired police and military and people, you're going to be persecuted as well. You're at the top of the list. Not by Alex Jones, by your own system. Now, I'm going to go to our guest who's holding. The point is that I have an article here, Dallas adds security for county officials because they don't know who. They're saying white supremacists. And I know the MO, white supremacists do have a history of shooting cops and prosecutors. No, nothing like the Mexican mafia's history. I'd say 70% chance it's a Mexican gang, a real cartel, 20 to 30% chance it is something like a white supremacist group. But they've killed a bunch of the different prosecutors, wardens, you name it, out in Colorado. And here's NBC: intruder killed while breaking into Colorado prosecutor's home. And guess what? The prosecutor used a semi-auto to take him out. And you notice they don't want you to know if it was a white supremacist. They'd already be saying it was a white supremacist. Probably Mexican mafia, folks. probably a worshiper of the Grim Reaper. That's what all those groups worship. 5-6 different versions of the Grim Reaper. It's a death cult. You know, it's like the ninja. They're into being killed. They don't care. We weren't really a death cult in 1776, but it was kind of the same deal. People just get tired and they say, I'll kill whoever I'm told to kill. And that's what happens when the veneer of civilization boils off. I mean, cops, when the Civil War starts, are going to be in armored fortresses guarding themselves while everybody starves on the outside. Just, I've always said, fortress mentality, that's what it's going to. Now, before all this happens, they want to get a list of gun owners thinking that's going to help them before they start snatching their pension funds and bank accounts because they think veterans are going to try to organize, as they always do, to take back the states peacefully, and you're going to be targeted. You try to run for city council, they're going to take your guns and say you're a mental patient. So they're worried about veterans because they're worried you may take action peacefully. So they're going to demonize you and then try to start a hot war with you. Now, going to our guest here, he'll be with us till about 45 after, David Schmecker, honorably discharged, disabled U.S. Navy veteran from Connecticut with no criminal record and no psychiatric history. And I said to him during the break, I said, let me guess. You went in for a medical checkup for a physical issue and your guns were taken. And he goes, yep. So everybody who's a veteran, here's the article, federal government moves to disarm veterans. They're all getting a letter saying that we will order you to relinquish your guns or we'll send police to take your guns, no judge or jury. And physical reasons, they're now taking veterans' kids if your leg's blown off. Okay, and there's the letter notice if you're watching us on InfoWars News at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going to Mr. Schmecker, here's the headline. Veterans' guns confiscated after forced psychiatric evaluation. Purge against arms ex-servicemen accelerates. And so just briefly, tell us the story of what happened to you, what precipitated it, and where your guns are now, and how they're charging you for the days you were held at the hospital. David Schmecker, thank you for joining us.
Yes. Pain management specialist, and they came back to me, the Veterans Administration came back to me and said that you have to see a half hour of a psychiatrist and a half hour of a psychologist for a spine injury. And I refused to do that because I have a spine injury. I don't really, you know, I don't want to see, especially not a veterans hospital psychiatrist.
No, they've always used psychiatrists in the military and authoritarian systems to demonize. There were famous cases in World War II of fuel tanks breaking on a particular bomber. And all the captains that were the pilots were issued rulings that they were had psychosis, saying that the fuel tanks were dumping the fuel on their own. And it came out in Congress that they were ordered to give them that designation. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I refused, and 6 months later, basically the hospital, my primary care physician called to have a wellness check placed on me, and the local police perform a wellness check. Well, the local police came up, and there was nothing wrong with me. I had no, there was no anxiety. I wasn't combative. I wasn't with anybody, so I had no witnesses. And they didn't have a warrant, and they, through intimidation, forcefully commandeered my vehicle and entered my home, searched and seized my weapons, and then, carted me away in an ambulance to a psychiatric evaluation, which I was held for 72 hours.
Yeah, no judge, no jury, no nothing, no history, no probable cause. The police come with no warrant and drag you off and describe what happened there in the facility.
You had to be very careful what you said. I was under constant fear I wasn't going to get out of there, and they were basically letting me know that if I...
All the veterans that have told me, if they can't make you mad, they'll come in at the last moment and go, I'm now having you committed for life.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to stop me. And they laugh at you trying to get you to respond, and it's a final deal in psych warfare. I haven't talked to you yet except for a minute before you went on air. I haven't asked you this. Did they do that to you?
Mind trip, and they put drugs in me and stuff. So there was a.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That's not even in our article. They're now drugging you. Oh my gosh! What did they give you? What did they do?
I don't even know what it's called. I didn't want to. I was flushing the first time. I was flushing it down the toilet. until I realized if I didn't start taking it, they would know, you know?
So, what did it do to you?
What did it do? Nothing. You know, nothing. To me,
they probably gave you Halcyon, which is basically a so-called truth serum. It'll make you can say you're a murderer. Yes, I'm a murderer. It's not really truth serum. It just makes you, listen, my dad gives it to patients so they don't remember getting their wisdom teeth pulled out. I mean, you could walk in dressed up in an Easter Bunny outfit, they wouldn't remember it. And you can tell them, you know, say you're a murderer, and they'll say, I'm a murderer. Yeah. I mean, what color were the pills?
Oh, they're a little white, like oblong type of pills. They blurred reality. I didn't need to have them, and I didn't want to have my reality.
Folks, what you're hearing is mega, massive, ultra off the... All veterans should be banding together. By the way, this is happening everywhere, and everyone's getting a wellness check, and all these veterans with their own businesses, you know, kids, totally successful... The cops now are having this happen who are veterans. You're going in to see the psychiatrist, and if you don't have a use for them, they're disbanding you. Keep going.
Well, I just basically was walking on eggshells all the time there, and I just wanted to get out really quick. And so I just did whatever they wanted me to do, say whatever they wanted me to say, and made that 72 hours, you know, my last 72 hours.
Oh, wait a minute. So under duress and under drugging, like you were shot down over North Korea or North Vietnam, you told them what they wanted to hear so they quit drugging you. I mean, that's like when they said they were going to drug the so-called Colorado shooter so he'd tell the truth. Sir, you were actually in a prisoner of war, Soviet-style brainwashing camp. I didn't know that. Man, this country is so far gone. Start from the beginning. Describe what happened when you got there. What did they say you had to say to get out? I mean, describe it all. You got the floor. David?
They didn't really say I had to say anything. There was, you know, people that were my roommate, you know, in that room, which was, they were telling me, you know, this person here is good. You know, this person here, watch out for this person. And, you know, watch out what you say, because if you don't, play their game, you're not getting out of here. And you're going to be in a rubber room. And there were guys there that didn't get out of there. There were guys there that were there for years.
You know, they took Ernest Hemingway, who won a Nobel Prize. They took him because he said the FBI was tapping his phone and harassing him. It was later declassified they were. And they electroshocked his beautiful mind into nothingness. And my God, these people are evil. Keep going.
I didn't resist against the police like I maybe should have, but honest to God, had I resisted, I would have been beat up. I would have been put in the emergency room first and then possibly even the morgue. So I didn't resist. They had no warrant. I had no witnesses. I saw what was coming down on me. So I had to think. I thought I had like a chess player, and I realized I could, you know, get out of this a little bit less, you know, even though it was horrible, I could get out of it without getting hurt. And maybe even,
sure,
you know,
sure. I mean, it's like under the Spanish Inquisition or something, or the French Inquisition. They take you down to the dungeon, and they show you a guy hanging up by his, you know, by his ankles with burns all over him, mumbling. And they say, listen, we're going to start torturing you, and then we're going to cut your fingers off. Say that you are consorting with the devil. And it was always somebody who had land or that somebody wanted your wife. And then they take your wife in there and start raping her in front of you. They're really the devil worshipers. That's what later came out. And that's just how it works. And this is the new America. They take you in their facility. I've talked to so many vets, and it's come out. Well, I mean, I talked to Rob, who had happened to the Marine Corps guy that criticized Obama mildly. So the police SWAT team raided him. And they walked in the last day and said, well, this is it. You're not getting out. I'm having you committed. And he didn't get mad. He was smart. And they got so angry. It was all being videotaped, messing with you. And again, they're the same type of dungeon keepers that are CPS. They love dominating and abusing people. These are the type that engage in real dungeon keeping. Listen, have you talked to other veterans? Because they're all getting the wellness check letter. And when you get there, they don't tell you they're about to take your guns. And they go, oh, just see the psychiatrist for 30 minutes. And it's like, well, you ever feeling down? Yeah, doc, I've got cancer. I've been pretty depressed. Oh, your guns are gone. My back's hurt. I've also talked to vets And I've seen the news articles where they're depressed over their leg being blown off. I mean, and it's a figure of speech. Yeah, I'm bummed out about it. Oh, your kids are gone. We say you and your wife aren't up to doing this. I mean, why do you think they're targeting veterans?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get the letter. They used a loophole because I wouldn't play along with them. I saw this coming ahead of time. So I wasn't going to play their game, so they used a loophole. They were going to get their way. And they did. And I've since I was left, went out of there under my own recognizance 72 hours after the fact, I've been battling this in a court of law. And even they made a decision, the court made a decision that my weapons should be returned to another person who has a pistol, because they confiscated my permit, too. So I no longer have a pistol permit. I had it for 6 years. But anyway, so the law was handed down that the guns had to be returned to another person who had a pistol permit, and they should be done, within 10 days. All the paperwork was signed by the judge, and the police department will not even go along.
Well, of course, they sell it out the back door. They always get caught doing it. But listen, the larger issue, they come to people around and say, I'm going to take your guns and sell them. They do it on Discovery Channel. A veteran's dies, been dead 4 days of a heart attack. They make fun of his dead body on Inside the LAPD and then steal his guns in front of everyone to break our will. It's like they burned down Dorner's cabin in front of everyone and said we burned it down and then said we didn't burn it down. But expanding on that, so they totally railroaded you into signing your rights away. That's how they got you. Same way they railroad folks into giving their kids up. People say, well, how do they take your kid for not taking vaccines? They railroad and say, you'll get your kid back, sign this, and you've actually signed an agreement saying you've abused your children so they can take them. It's all fraud. These are criminal networks. I mean, these are real words I'm saying here. And so now they won't give you your guns back, even though there's a judge's order. Of course, I mean, it's already involved in a criminal action. Why not be more criminal? How many guns do they have?
Well, they have three of my guns, but, I never signed a paper. I knew that this was all wrong, and they were complicit.
Okay, so you didn't sign the paper. Why don't you come to Texas? Why didn't everybody just leave New York and Connecticut and all these places? I mean, this used to be like an exodus, ladies and gentlemen.
I am right there. Believe me.
I'm telling you, get out of California. Get out of, and I'm on the radio in California. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. I mean, I would live somewhere like Santa Cruz, where we're on the radio, if they didn't arrest surfers who get too close to whales. Now, talk to locals. I mean, it's just all about getting us in the system. Man, what is wrong with the Connecticut police up there?
It's not every Connecticut police.
Doesn't matter, though. They still follow. It wasn't every Nazi officer either.
Right, right. But this town, I've heard that it's got a lot of corruption in this town. I've talked to other people that this similar thing has happened to. So, by going public here, it reached a lot of people that I would not necessarily have reached before,
Well, here's the deal. Anybody that wants the Bill of Rights and Constitution, is welcome here. Dave Mustaine was asking, am I welcome to come to Texas? Because I know people don't like Californians around here. It's not that we don't like Californians. They come here and walk up in the grocery store and say, you shouldn't have three kids. And they're not Californians. They're Soviet globalist eugenicist cult members. And I'm like, you've already wrecked your other beautiful state. Now you're here telling me my truck's too big. I mean, leave me alone. So there it is. In Madison, Connecticut, a sprawling exercise in police corruption. Even the New York Times says you're incredibly corrupt where you live.
Naugatuck, Connecticut.
No, I know, but this is a nearby area, yeah. So what's going on there?
What's going on? Where? With what?
I mean, why is it so corrupt? I guess the mafia, like Snoop Dogg, wants everybody's guns. He's an admitted, I guess, criminals of every type. And that makes sense. Want good people's guns. Of course they do.
Yeah, I think this is a campaign going across the country. I've heard from a lot of veterans, and they are telling me horror stories, very similar to mine, including Brandon Robb. I haven't heard from him, but, that was a shocking story. So, he was held for much longer than I was, and that must have been terrifying, because that was the most terrifying aspect of the whole thing.
All right, bud, let's come back and talk about any other points you want to make, and I can open the phones up right now, folks. Unlimited veterans will call in, having their guns jerked.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going back to David Schmecker here in just a moment. And then I'm going to get into a very interesting piece of news that ties into how the establishment media tries to take stories that expose world government that are out in the open and provable and verifiable and mix it in with things that can't be proven one way or the other. That's basically sci-fi to discredit the whole thing. So we're going to be talking about that in a moment. By the way, the new InfoWars magazine is out for April. We will send a free version out on Friday during the show to everyone that signed up for our news alerts. We only send out the most important information a couple times a week at InfoWars.com/newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just go put your email in there, and we will send you a free digital copy of InfoWars magazine with all the amazing graphics. You can click on the links and more. But to wake people up, we print 120,000 now of the glossy, full color, it's the size of the old Rolling Stone, high-res magazine, and this is exposing the hoax that they aren't buying 2 billion bullets when they are, that Homeland Security isn't gearing up for war against conservatives and veterans and libertarians. This is a very, very important issue. You can buy them in bulk, at cost, in groups of 10, up to 100 to really wake people up. It's like getting a big color book. For very, very expensive, very, very inexpensive. I mean, normally this would be very expensive, like $7 on a magazine rack. You can buy these in bulk for less than a dollar. So that's the type of things that we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all designed to wake people up. Welcome to Planet Hoax and the War on Reality. And to support the broadcast, we have great water filters like ProPure, the highest quality gravity-fed system out there. It's what I use at the lowest price out there with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you can get 11 memberships to watch the InfoWars Nightly News and to see the video of the daytime radio show that's live right now, InfoWars Live. My book, Paul Watson's book, all of my expanded films, HD extras, special reports, on-the-road information, prisonplanet.tv. It is less than 55 cents a month per person. You get 11 memberships for $5.95. You get a master membership, and you can share it with up to 10 of your friends simultaneously. All right there at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Takes about a minute to sign up. It's Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. Imagine, we've had times when we've had special events like election coverage or other events where we've had 300 plus thousand people tune in a day and a half to PrisonPlanet.tv. And, I mean, that's more than MSNBC or CNN has watching on their average show. On a subscription service. Obviously, we don't have 300,000 real subscribers. If we did, oh my gosh, we'd have the funds to really go crazy against the globalists. But because we've got people sharing their passcode, we do. So again, everybody share that passcode. Create a passcode that you can share, you know, that's unique to PrisonPlanet.tv, and then send it in an email or send it in a e-card saying, hey, here's your gift subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, I'm always going over here to hit my cough button because the cough button's on the floor. Will you guys have one of the IT guys mount the cough button under me right here? Because every time I do that, it's just not ergonomic. It's like way over there. I just want to put the cough button right here. People are like, what are you looking at over there? I'm hitting the button over here so I can cough. Look, I start hyperventilating and getting very, very upset when it's dawning on me that they said they'd flip Homeland Security on veterans and conservatives and libertarians and patriots and Ron Paulites and Alex Jones listeners, and I knew it was coming and people couldn't believe it. Now they're doing it, and every veteran I know has gotten a letter saying, come in and we may take your guns when you're here. And if you don't show up, they take your guns, and when you get there, it's an adversarial criminal outside of law, extrajudicially, because you used to have a judge with psychiatrists show their proof and then publicly try to commit you. And they'd have to have a lot of evidence. Now it's Soviet Union where every veteran in America, that's 10 million people plus living. In fact, give me a document cam shot right over here. I want to show people this and we're going back to our guest. I actually have the article by Kurt Nemo, Federal Government Moves to Disarm Veterans. And I've got the letter right here. It says a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting firearms, ammunition. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you may be fired, imprisoned, or both, or fined, imprisoned, or both, pursuant to the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, publication L number 103-159, as implemented at 18 U.S. Code 924A2, which they can just implement any way they want. And they're claiming now, under law, a psychiatrist says you didn't come into this meeting. You're like a slave. This isn't in law. It's in law that you've been adjudicated mentally ill by a court, which is still fraudulent. Now they're just saying they will say, and your gun is gone. And I know veterans who I talk to, and they go, is it really true? And then they go to the meeting, and they go, oh, my God. They said the determination will come down in the next week. Don't get rid of my guns. There may be a police visit. And the people laugh at them. They try to make you mad. I mean, this is Twilight Zone level, folks. They're trying to start a civil war. They're trying to push veterans into a shooting war that is just going to chew the police up. The globalists will sit offshore laughing. They want to cover the implosion of the economy with a civil war they engineer. Now, I want to go back to our guest and then give him the floor for about 10 minutes to make his points about how the cops treated him, what happened, the fact that he didn't agree to this. He wanted to be clear when I was talking to him during the break. What's happening to other veterans he knows. I mean, and then we've got every nutcase like Jim Carrey and criminals like Snoop Dogg saying, turn our guns in. I mean, this is so hellish to go into bondage, ladies and gentlemen. It's so sad. And I know history. I know this is red alert level. And it's happening with a whimper, not a bang. It's just like, well, I hear them on talk radio. Well, I know veterans that are like, well, I'll turn my guns in if they say. And I'm like, you have no criminal record. You own a business. You're married. You've done nothing wrong. You're a pillar in the community. And you're going to let them as a group say you're bad. Yes, I am. Well, you know the people. And folks, they're gonna take our bank accounts, too. I mean, if they can take your guns for no reason, they're going to take all your money. That's what this is about. They're going to shut everything down. They're going to double, triple charge you for power. And they're going to have Glenn Beck get up there and say, I'm a dangerous fascist because I say they're buying billions of bullets and armored vehicles when it's even in the news confirmed. He's back at it saying there's no New World Order in Bilderberg Group. And I'm just, heaven help us if we can't even get Glenn Beck to talk about this stuff. And by the grace of God, am I even still alive right now? By the grace of God, am I even still alive right now? With all of this happening and going on, please pray for this broadcast. Please financially support us. Buy the books, the videos. Support our sponsors. Spread the word about us. And I want to thank all of our media friends out there that love Liberty as well to help get the word out. You know who you are. This is so real. again, that's how tyranny works. It pushes when it's incremental. People make excuses. People are in denial. And then as it gets really bad, they make bigger and bigger denials, bigger and bigger compromises, until you get to the point where the government says Homeland Security is for conservatives, libertarians, and veterans, and a bunch of conservatives and libertarians are now getting so scared, you hear them everywhere going, I guess we'll turn our guns in. I guess we'll have open borders. I guess we'll raise taxes. Okay, I'll go along with it. You're seeing people you never thought who would fight back standing up and telling the truth. And you're seeing people who you thought were good showing their operatives right now. And I mean, this is it. Okay, so let's go to the victim who had his guns taken, David Schmecker. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And they're telling him if he ever has guns again, it's a felony. And again, this is all happening to veterans right now with no media coverage. You see it in Bloomberg about, you know, police confiscating guns in California. It's where they've got cops that'll do it. And they're just showing up and taking your guns. I mean, they're pulling up at $10 million houses, people with successful. And the point is, if they'll go after rich people, folks, they'll go after everybody. In fact, show that Bloomberg gun confiscation article. They're very excited about that. Let's go back to David Schmecker. David, you've got the floor. Break down what's happened to you.
Well, basically, that's what they're doing, Alex. They're coming into your house, and they're taking your guns. I don't keep my guns in a bank. You know what I mean? I have a safe. I keep my guns in a nice safe in my house.
What did the cops do? Describe it.
Well, they basically very, very intimidating. You know, they were very, very intimidating. Both of them had guns. I had zero. You know, I had no weapons on me, no witnesses. I was telling them, hey, everything's fine. I even went down to the police station prior. See, they came to my house when I was at home. I looked on my caller ID, saw that the police had called. I told them, I'll come down and show you everything's fine. I went down to the police station. I waited in the lobby. No one came out to meet me. So I returned home, called them, and said, listen, I was just down there. No one came out into the lobby. They said, yeah, we still want to perform a wellness check. So that's when they came up to my, basically to my street. I was waiting at the end of my street for them.
Notice kidnapping you is called a wellness check. The Patriot Act, spying on you without warrants, is called the Patriot Act. Drugging half the school children is called New Freedom Initiative. Notice all this evil has Orwellian names. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they did. They wouldn't let me in my vehicle. I was going to go in my vehicle and say, okay, everything's fine. I'll see you later. They would not even hear anything like that. They didn't even hear anything I had to say. This was already predetermined. They were going to do what they were going to do no matter what.
And tell people the name of the town. Tell people the town you live in.
I live in Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Continue.
They were going to
criminal. It's a criminal conspiracy hiding in plain view. It has a name. It's called Tyrannus. California seizes guns of owners, lose right to keep arms. And then it just goes to say, they go in, you see a medical doctor, you name it, you say you have a fight with your wife, your guns are gone. When the doctor's like, how's your life going, Bob? Oh, it's going good. You know, my wife's been throwing fits and stuff. Oh, your guns are all gone. Again, the whole state, the whole system are spies. Continue. What'd they do in your house?
They came into my house. Two police officers came into my house, rifled through each room, looking underneath things in between items and everything like that, looking for some kind of contraband they could get me on. Then they told me that I needed to hand over the guns I had in my house. I told them they were in my safe. They said, well, let us in your safe. We're going to take them. I said, my safe is locked. They said, well, you must open it or we're going to bust it open. And
I would have said, go ahead and break it open, criminals. You're giving me unlawful orders.
Yeah, you know, I told them all the way there, every second of the way, I was... you know, not going along with it willingly. I was telling them, this is all totally against the law. You don't have a warrant to do this. There's no due process. I don't even know where you're coming from. How can you possibly imagine you could get away with this? And they didn't. They weren't even afraid.
And again, notice they worship veterans on TV everywhere while they're attacking you. See, that's how psyops work. Veterans are God. Veterans are the king. Join the military so we can guinea pig you and put DU on you, and then take your rights away after you've been in the military. And again, it's not military doing the mass shootings either. They're literally saying a group of people is bad, but it's not the Jews like Nazi Germany. It's the veterans. And the cops love going after veterans now. Unbelievable. Keep going.
So I opened a safe for them, and they took my stuff. They thanked me for being such a trooper, for making their job so
easy. Yeah, that's a psyop. That's like, you know, thanking somebody you put in a ditch in Nazi Germany. Thank you for... I saw the Nazi Germany film reels. The people would nod and bow politely to the Nazis, and they would politely thank you. Get in there with your kids. I'm going to mow you down. Thanks for being such a sport about this. Keep going.
Yeah, wait till they take your guns away from you. As soon as society has their guns forcefully taken away, piece by piece, person by person, they whittle away. In 1 hour, they're going to go after your money.
Oh, that's already started. Oh, they've already announced in congressional hearings they're taking the pension funds for safekeeping, though. Safekeeping, David. And I love how it goes to, like, mega banker gangsters. Private people are getting the Europeans' money they're looting. How's that sound?
Yeah. Well, I'm fighting this in I have a great attorney team, a private investigator and an attorney team, and they are gun rights champions.
Tell us about them.
Well, they're probably the best attorneys I could have possibly found. One of them is an NRA instructor, and he's a gun rights attorney.
You need to sue the cops personally for official oppression. They violated all sorts of stuff. I don't care if they were given orders. You need to savage them with civil rights lawsuits, everything.
That's going to happen. I'm not stopping until I see...
Hey, everyone needs to sue them. We need to get aggressive. They are kidnapping veterans outside of law. I don't care if they're a criminal gang and their mob boss told them to do it. It doesn't make it okay because Don Corleone told you so, just because he's wearing a blue uniform.
Right. But first, what I have to do is I have to pursue getting my guns back and my pistol permit reinstated. Once that's... Because this is going to happen. It's going to happen because they didn't have a warrant. Everything was warrantless. Everything was going to be, null and void.
And you have to have them refuse to do that first.
Right.
So and then they're going to refuse to do that. They're going to violate more of the law.
Right, right. I mean, I could possibly never get my weapons back.
Oh, there's the headline. U.S. taps pension funds to avoid passing debt limit. Folks, your pensions are already gone. That's the good part. All these cops, your whole future's destroyed and you did it. We don't have to do anything.
No, that's the funny part. It's not funny, but...
Oh, it is. It's good. Hey, cops, give your kids some more vaccines. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying they're doing it to themselves. I mean...
Oh, they will.
Yeah, they're doing it to themselves. I mean, everything they do to us, it's just going to be their next.
They love it. They love it. They're in charge now. Anyways, what do you make of all the TV shows demonizing veterans, both news and the dramas? The veteran is the worst person on earth now.
I don't watch TV. I'm sorry.
But I mean, what do you, have you heard about Homeland Security saying veterans are the new Al-Qaeda?
You know, I don't watch the mainstream media.
What do you think about Homeland Security buying billions of bullets?
Oh, I know about that. That's a scary thing. I mean, I tell you what. I walk through my town my whole life. I'm 50 years old. I've never seen a terrorist in my town. Yeah.
By the way, we looked you up. You have no criminal record, honorably discharged from the Navy, business guy, great guy in the community. That's why they hate you. You understand? If you were a criminal, you'd be fine.
I know.
What are the other veterans you know saying about this?
Oh, they want to help me and band, you know, try to band together.
Yeah. You need to remove that city council and fire that police chief. You need to start a recall of the police chief. Okay, that's how you get aggressive. Okay? You need to follow the police, show them with hookers. It's called politically destroying them.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, when the Mexican drug cartel started killing cops, they all just hid. And New Mexico completely collapsed because they were already mafia. It's the same thing here in the U.S. Clearly, I think the evidence points towards Mexican mafia going around killing prosecutors, assistant prosecutors in Colorado, Texas. One prosecutor in Denver just took out somebody trying to kill him in his house, and they won't say who, so that means it's politically correct, probably. They don't want to keep the implosion going. But we'll see what comes out on that front. The issue is in Dallas and surrounding areas, they are in a fortress mentality, like the mob bosses, with police all around them. That's not going to protect you. And it just shows once the Civil War starts, I mean, the police are just going to be just absolutely smashed and crushed. But all these fake tough guys you know, their giant pot bellies and the rest of it. I got a tiny one myself. I'm just saying, all you guys that are Mr. Tough Guy looking for trouble, who don't like veterans and conservatives, libertarians, I know most of you aren't bad. I get that. That's why most departments won't be part of this. But all these departments that do enjoy it, I mean, you might as well just go jump off the, you know, a cliff. You're crazy. Because the globalists, in all their scripting, want to start a civil war. You heard it here first. Now it's mainstream news. They want to push a fight between police and military and veterans. And, I mean, when you really get real veterans to start pulling guns out, I mean, whoa. I mean, it's going to make the Mexican mafia look like child's play. And, I mean, you're going to, dead cops are going to be stacked like cordwood. And a couple cops and prosecutors get killed, they run to ground. Okay, the entire U.S. military couldn't hold Baghdad. You're not going to hold the United States. But that's part of the plan. They're going to let the U.S. just break down, fall into anarchy, shut down for a while. Then people will beg for the feds to come back in. And they're going to stage atrocities and blame it on veterans. I know their game plan. Okay, that's the whole game plan. That's what the conditioning's for right now, to try to get the people on their side when they bring in the multinational force, which includes Russians, Chinese, you name it. And this all sounds crazy, except it's in the Denver Post. It's in the Associated Press. There's the headline. Gun rights advocates fear UN treaty will lead to U.S. registry. This is the real globalist takeover plan that the Weatherman planned. Bring America down, get a communist president in, arrest all the libertarians and conservatives, put 50 million of us in re-education camps during a civil war. They plan on controlling the cities, and then they may take a decade to go out into the rural areas and hunt us all down. That's what happens in World War Z in the book. The UN hunts down American gun owners and kills us all, and the zombies are their friends. I'm not making that up. That's actually the book. I did a review of it. And they say, thank God the zombies took out American gun owners. And the UN takes us down. I mean, this is real, folks. I mean, this is every movie, every sitcom, every drama. And I want to open the next 30 minutes up to veterans who've had their guns taken or have been at these brainwashing checks, you know, these gun confiscation, PSYOP, kidnapping events they call wellness checks. And the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. David Schmecker, we go to break here, and just a moment, I'm going to keep you 5 more minutes, but we'll follow your case, and your email's up on screen for people that want to contact you. You were saying you wanted your email out. I mean, are you wanting people support, or do you want people to contact you?
Yes, they can contact me, and, you know, I'm not going to turn away any support, but, you know, it's not my message. My message has to be in context. This is to get the alarm out.
No, I think people should flood you with money, and I'm sure your lawyers are great, but, I mean, we got lawyers and no lawyers that you know, playing games is they hit them with civil rights suits, federal suits, injunctions, state court, federal court. I'd launch maybe 15 lawsuits on them. And believe me, those torpedoes are going to hit. So it's like they charge you with a bunch of stuff. You've got real charges on them. Just wreck them hard. Okay, ahead of civil war, we better get them back in their place real quick. Stay there. I want to hear from you. We'll give your email address out for everybody as well. All right? They are now kidnapping veterans and taking their guns.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.